Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Chattanooga, and I'm with Zach Zahner, the president of Mannington's residential business. Zach, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Always good to be with you.
We'll get to why you're here in Chattanooga in just a minute. I thought it'd be great to catch up with you for a few minutes. It's been 6 months since you took the helm from Ed Duncan, and you've been running the residential business for Mannington. So how's business?
Well, Kemp, the first half of the year has been good overall, definitely interesting. We have seen continued change in the marketplace. I think that's the biggest thing. And you look at what's going on at Mannington and throughout the industry on the residential side. The LVT category continues to explode and drive a ton of growth throughout our channel, both on the remodel side and in new construction, both multifamily and new home construction. So we're watching that closely, and it's a big part of our strategy. And then we're also in other hard surfaces, and we're seeing solid recovery there as we go throughout the year.
So when you talk about change, obviously changes with products, LVT, fastest growing category. You also are very strong in laminate and in hardwood and in sheet. So you were telling me earlier that you've made some investments in your wood plant in North Carolina, and that's paying off. So LVT is not impacting that business as much as some of the others, right?
That's correct. The wood category has felt the impact of the LVT growth, but we've really focused our efforts in wood and in our High Point plant to drive more premium product. So we made an investment last year that is now complete, and we're rolling out new products right now. They hit in the spring, hitting the marketplace, receiving a great reception. We're going after more premium price point, a more value-added band of products. We've added long and wide capability, wire brushing capability, differentiated staining capability, and we're seeing more and more response to that in the wood category for sure.
So other change that's been going on, I guess this is a continuation of where the consumer's buying the product. Are you seeing much change there with Mannington?
Kemp, we've long committed to servicing the independent retailer, and we continue to see the independent retailer have an important place in the industry, and they continue to grow. Those that are investing in their business and aggressively telling their story to the consumer are being successful. We continue to find ways to support that independent retailer and drive value to the consumer through them with our distributor partners. Our big initiative in the first half of the year has been rolling out a new LVT initiative in our Adura products, where we are driving a solution system to the independent retailer to allow them to answer all the questions in the LVT category. We've taken a concept of allowing the consumer to pick their color, and then giving the retail salesperson the tools to explain what construction in LVT, whether it's glue down, a solid core product, or a WPC product, is most appropriate for the application that the consumer needs. The Adura selling solution has gotten a tremendous response. The retail salesperson has thanked us for making the confusion in the category easier to navigate and to simplify what the key benefits of the different product constructions are for the consumer to get them into the right construction.
Now, you have made some decisions around make versus source. You actually have been investing in producing WPC here domestically, right?
That's correct. Mannington has long been committed to domestic manufacturing, and that's no secret, and we talk about it often. We have been in business for over 100 years, and that's been a part of our legacy and part of our value proposition for a couple of reasons. One, we're patriots. We want to support U.S. manufacturing and grow jobs in the communities that we have plants. But we also believe that it drives a value to the consumer, allows us to control the supply chain, allows us to have consistency in quality. We believe that's true in LVT as well. We have made a commitment to produce rigid products in the United States, and we've started down the path of learning how to do that. We've made the investment in the equipment. We'll be rolling that out over the second half. And a lot of the learnings that we've gained in being an LVT manufacturer through our Madison, Georgia plant we've been able to transfer, and that's helped us ramp that up.
You know, we've heard that business in the first half with the independent retailers has not been as strong as we saw last year, a little soft. You think it's going to get better in the second half?
Okay, we're starting to see improvements as we move through the first half of the year. May and June were stronger than the first quarter. I think there were a number of factors going on in the first quarter that did cause a slower start to the year. As you saw, higher interest rates hit in 2018. I think there was a pause in activity. But as those interest rates have come down, you're starting to see action both in remodel and new construction that is flowing through in May and June, which are really encouraging for all of us. So we expect that momentum to continue into the second half and really impact all parts of our business.
Now, one of the things I need to compliment, you know, we do a lot of analysis, and obviously a lot of this is our estimate. You know, in our May issue, we pointed out that Mannington now is roughly an $850 million company. I know you're privately held. You're not going to agree to that number, but that's our guess. And also, we just did a retail survey, and you continue to do very well in either first or second or third position in most of your hard surface category. So congratulations on that. One of the things I mentioned at the beginning of the interview is that you're here in Chattanooga. Tell me what you're doing here.
Yeah, Kemp, it's actually pretty exciting. 5 years ago, Mannington started a family council. Mannington is wholly owned by the Campbell family, and we started having family meetings every other year to help stay close to the full shareholder group and the full family group, the Campbell family, help them understand parts of the business. You know, they're not living in the business day to day. Help them understand what's going on in the business and the industry overall, and then what are the key initiatives for Mannington and our space in the industry.
So this is the leadership management presenting to the family about how you're doing with their investment, right?
That's correct. It also gives us a great chance to connect as a family and allows us to also do some philanthropic efforts. We're going to spend a day doing some community service in Chattanooga. Consider Chattanooga part of our greater Calhoun area. So we're really excited about that as well. And the family's eager to do that.
You're going to see Rock City while you're here too, right?
That's right. We're going to have some fun as well.
All right, Zach, thanks for spending time with us now, 6 months into your leadership role at Mannington Residential. Again, been talking to Zach Zahner, the president of Mannington Residential, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLady.net.